Good evening. It's a few minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Tuesday night edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoine Grajeda.
No phone volunteers here right now because they leave at 7.
They do. We don't keep them. They do come in awfully early in the morning, but we do not keep them here too late at night. So
you still can contribute, though, right?
Right. At supportkuaf.com.
And we are now, I think it's safe to say we are in the final hours of the spring fundraiser.
Yes, it ends tomorrow.
Right about now. Mm-hmm. You and Antoinette and I will be ending it.
We will.
Tomorrow night.
Yes. Thanks to everyone who has contributed so far, and we are inching ever closer to our final goal. We very much appreciate everyone who has called or pledged online with their financial support, and if you've yet to do so, you're running out of time. So let me again encourage you to go to supportkuaf.com to make your financial contribution there.
Later tonight on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large, some help as tax deadline approaches, plus a wrap-up of visual arts for the area that includes art teachers in public schools showing off their own art. We'll also get a preview of Anything Goes that's going to open, well, right now.
It is,
I mean,
right
the opening now. Bars of Anything Goes are happening right now at Walden Arts Center.
Yes.
That's all ahead on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large.
But first, the Arkansas Senate has approved proposals to cut the maximum unemployment benefits the state pays out and to subject some unemployment recipients to random drug testing. Republican Senator Bart Hester argued the legislation addresses issues of fairness.
Now, I think all of us in this room would agree, and I certainly do, that unemployment is a necessary and a very much needed program. And the intent here is to find the happy medium between what is needed and fairness between the business owners and the people, their employees.
The Senate approved the bill in a 19-12 vote. The bill is sponsored by Republican Senator Bart Hester of Caves City, and it would cut the maximum weekly benefits Arkansas pays from $451 to $325. Hester says the state's benefits are much higher than surrounding states, but Democrats like Senator Keith Ingram criticized the move as unfair to unemployed workers.
Individuals here that through no fault of their own, a downturn in the economy, bad weather, seasonal employment, that's the people that we're talking about cutting these benefits to. Thank you.
The Senate also approved a bill by Republican Senator Jeremy Hutchinson of Benton that would require unemployment recipients to agree to submit to random drug testing. Hutchinson has said the testing would cost the state less than $30,000 a year to administer. Hutchinson's proposal passed on a 25-5 vote.
Republican Representative John Burris of Harrison says Arkansas can be an example to other states of how to overhaul Medicaid if it approves a new private option of health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. The House met yesterday specifically to discuss a bill that would allow the state to use federal money to expand health insurance for roughly 250,000 low-income Arkansans. Speaking for the bill, Burris says the new plan is not an entitlement like the old one.
3 to 4 years from now, we're going to have 500,000 less people on traditional Medicaid than we would have if we expanded it the way that we were originally asked. I'm glad we have the flexibility. We have the flexibility because people said no, and it yielded better results. And that needs to be said because where we are is vastly different from where we started.
Republicans had called the original expansion option through the state's Medicaid program a non-starter. But many have now expressed approval of a new option that allows the state to use the same federal money to purchase private insurance for the same population. The Senate approved the measure last week, and if approved by the House, the expansion would also require implementation of a budget appropriation bill.
A proposal for Arkansas to provide $125 million in financing for the construction of a new steel mill has cleared another hurdle. Yesterday, the Arkansas House approved a bill for the Big River Steel Mill in Osceola, but not before a contentious debate. Representative Andy Mayberry is a supporter of the project and had this exchange with Representative Stephen Meeks of Greenbrier, who suggested the state was taking a chance providing money for a new company without an established customer base.
I hope if this goes forward that all that comes to pass. My concern is that there is a risk involved here, and
I understand.
You know, that needs to be taken into account. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There absolutely is risk involved here. I would say that there is always some risk involved. Folks, If we don't do this, we're off the playing field for super projects. I am sick and tired of Arkansas being off the playing field. You can't win the ball game if you don't play the ball game, and I'm not just talking Razorback football here.
The Senate passed an identical measure last week, but a supermajority of 75 House lawmakers will still have to sign off on a budget bill before the proposal is finalized.
The Walton College of Business is the latest college to join the growing pool of top-ranked colleges at the University of Arkansas. Business Week ranked Walton College 48th among public undergraduate business programs in the country, and the business school ranked 105th among all business schools, both public and private, across the country. In addition to the top 50 ranking among public business schools, the Walton College was given an A-plus grade for job placement.
Bentonville High School is one step closer to having a new principal after district officials yesterday tapped assistant principal Chad Scott as the next head of the high school. Scott will still need to be approved by the school board. The move comes after current principal Kim Garrett was hired by the Springdale School District as assistant superintendent for teaching and learning.
Rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 55. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain. Highs will be around 57 at noon. Then we'll fall into the mid-40s for the rest of the day. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 30% chance of showers. Best chance of rain tomorrow night before midnight, but the lows right around freezing.